when we pick one of those bossa nova classics or bossa nova standards, let's say from back from the 60s or the 70s, we like to put, as you mentioned, a little spin on that. We like to approach it in our own way, more in contemporary jazz kind of approach, arrangement and production. So that's what we do, and that's what we did with this particular song, One Note Samba, or Samba de Uma Nota in Portuguese.
Speaking with Pavel Yanni of Ticket to Brazil. That, of course, was One Note Samba, and it's a very well-known Brazilian song. But you do some lesser-known ones as well, and you've got one that should be better known, and that you really push the envelope as part of modern jazz.
That's right. One of these examples, or one of these songs from our CD would be song called Aha, which means a frog. It was actually a song composed by Jean Donato back in the 60s, I believe, or maybe early 70s, but I think he composed it back in the 60s. And as you can hear in our arrangements, we really approach this song quite differently, in more contemporary or modern jazz.
To you, what is the modernistic thing that Ticket to Brazil does in this number that really separates it from other treatments?
When I started this group, we really focused a lot on my original compositions. And that, of course, they were different from what we hear from standard bossa nova classics. And then we applied the approach to some of these bossa nova classics that are well known. So we simply rearranged them in a way that, to my vision or to my how I imagined to piece should sound as a new piece of music nowadays.
What's been the reaction to your modernistic treatments of Brazilian music?
Well, we are getting great feedback, really.
After a show, when people come up to you, members of the audience, what do they say?
Well, what do you play next? That's typically the first question. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. That's wonderful.
Coro de cor, sombra de som de cor, de mal me quer de bem me diz, de me dizendo assim que serei feliz de flor em flor, de samba em som, de vai e vem, de ver, tete capim. Fico de pé na pia de bem te vir, amanhecendo sim perto de mim, perto da claridade da manhã. A grama lama tudo a minha irmã, arramo sapo salto de uma rã. De uma rã.
What I'd like to know is how you pull this thing off. I mean, this is Brazilian music that you are performing in the center of the United States, and you've been pulling this off for 20 years.
That's
now, What's the secret? How do you do it?
I don't even know, Phil. You've mentioned that particular original piece, which is on our CD called Senkere. When I compose that piece, or actually when I compose any piece which I use in the repertoire of Ticket to Brazil, I am not really thinking about composing a piece of Brazilian music. It just comes to me as a piece of music, and I simply put this Brazilian flavor pretty much in it. That might be the secret, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you've been playing Brazilian music for so long, it would seem that the ideas that you get would fit that idiom.
Probably because I've listened to this music and I've digested the music for a very, very long time. Basically, since I was a teenager, I was exposed to Brazilian music. Not only bossa nova, but of course Brazilian fusion, which was huge back in the 70s.
Your original, Senkere, what do you love about the way the group plays it?
The energy. The energy, how musicians who are working with me, they do have great understanding of this music. That's what's so wonderful about playing this. And speaking about this particular piece, I need to mention that the lyrics were composed by another Brazilian singer who was working with us. Her name is Selmara Abreu.
The CD release party for Natanya and Ticket to Brazil takes place 7 p.m. November 3rd, that's a Sunday, at the Dakota in Minneapolis. For information, it's tickettobrasil.com, and Brazil is spelled B-R-A-S-I-L. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.